From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a constant source of tension for the last several years.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
President Xi told reporters the two sides reached consensus on the issue and stressed Beijing is against cyber theft of any kind. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business interests in recent years. China has denied the allegations. President Xi speaks today at the United Nations Sustainable Development Summit. Pope Francis flew to Philadelphia today after performing Mass in New York last night before 20,000 adoring Catholics gathered at Madison Square Garden. In his homily, Francis urged attendees to reject self-absorption and to remember the needy. In Philadelphia today, the Holy Father will attend the World Meeting of Families, co-sponsored by the Vatican and the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Organizers say the meeting is aimed at strengthening sacred bonds of families across the globe. It's the first time the Roman Catholic Church has held one of its family conference conferences in the United States. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the presidential guard in that country, which staged a failed coup this last week. The group was unhappy with the transitional government that barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27 years in office. This is VOA News. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity, solidarity, and also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of tens of thousands of migrants across their common border. The United States took steps today to open a dialogue with Iran and others about the crises in Syria and Yemen. Secretary of State John Kerry, meeting with Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, told reporters there would be discussions in the week ahead that could prove critical to resolving the conflicts. Kerry and Zarif were holding their first face-to-face meeting since reaching the landmark nuclear agreement in Vienna in July. Zarif said his primary focus in the talks with Kerry will be the implementation of the deal that is to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, says he will resign one of the three most powerful positions in the United States government at the end of October. Cindy Sain reports the 65-year-old Republican from Ohio has been under intense pressure from inside his own party.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA president Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of the Football Federation's funds. This latest investigation comes amid an ongoing corruption investigation into the world's most popular sport. 79-year-old Blatter had already announced he would step down in February because of earlier corruption allegations against the organization's senior officials. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.